Welcome to the update. It's the 11th to the 17th of November. I can't remember the last time I did a weekly prediction with a jumper on in November. We are seeing very up and down weather. It got warm, and again for the last couple of days it cooled off. It's still warm, but it definitely has cooled off, where tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, is another crisp morning for late November. Very, very crisp. I cannot remember the last time we had up and down wavy sort of. We've had some really wet seasons too, really wet springs over that 2020, 21, 22 period, even 23, but I don't remember it being cool. Maybe because we're getting these sporadic storms roll through and then it clears up overnight, we're getting quite cool mornings. So it is warming up again this week, but in some parts are only 20 degree days with a low of 2, frost in places that normally should not get a frost in November. So very strange to see that now that we're in mid to late November. But anyway, cod opening is not far away. The yellows are definitely biting in places and tough in other places. You will actually probably notice all around that there are quite tough conditions on the yellow belly at the minute, especially in southern New South, from central New South Wales down. So from like Windermere down, even Windermere has copped these cool snaps, which are really annoying the golden perch. They are not enjoying it. So it's just something you have to pick and choose where you go. Obviously, the longer, the more extended warm period that you can get, the better it will be. But they will still bite. The water is still warming. It is still warmer than what it was in September. So the fish will still chew. The outlook's just not amazing. After this, it looks to be better. So maybe the following weekend. But in most places, they are starting to warm up, but they can be tricky. Just remember that they could be a little bit tricky depending on where you go. That's your golden perch. Obviously, your trout are enjoying this bit of sporadic weather with this overcast condition, so your trout in the lake still well worth chasing. Obviously, they're going to push deeper and deeper and deeper, so you just need to fish for them deeper. Trout in the rivers, obviously a lot of the rivers are slower than they have been over the previous few years, but it is a prime time now to be chasing them in the rivers. They are definitely feeding on insect activity, so that is in full swing, especially on warm sunny days, and it is well worth a crack. So your trout in the rivers, good option. Trout in your dams, still an option, but getting fairly late, you just have to fish deeper for them. Yellows, definitely an option, and you only got a couple of weeks out now from cod opening. So not the best update for your spring yellows, but there are plenty of options. We have some scattered stormy stuff coming through, depending on where you are, throughout this week, sort of early weekend and then just at the end of the weekend. So you are going to have some miserable weather across the weekend as well. Again, it just depends on where you are. I'll have a look at that in a second. But all around, things look okay. Not amazing, but okay. Obviously, the Barra is one place that the fish are super happy and the conditions are ideal for them up in southern Queensland, all the way up, and we don't really touch on sort of central to northern Queensland, but those southern barra impoundments fishing phenomenal at the minute. So a few of our team have been up there fishing, a few competitions on, heaps of big fish getting caught. Very popular, a lot of people traveling up to fish those lakes at the minute, so just remember that. Very, very busy, but definitely worth an option. And obviously northern New South Wales has not seen these cooler changes. So along that Great Dividing Range, your bass systems, it will be ideal to be fishing them. River systems or your impoundments, prime time. I know Glenbourne fishing quite well at the minute. We don't have a rider for Glenbourne or St. Clair at the minute, but definitely prime time now to be chasing them. The temperature has been pretty good through that region and the bass are super happy. So that's that update. Membership update. I was away at a caravanning show talking from last Friday till yesterday, so I have been off grid for 4 days. So if you have sent an email, I will get back to you ASAP. We'll have some more podcasts coming this week and some more video content while I work in the background on the courses. So not a heap to report on there. I will let you know about this month's Q&A. Last year we did a cod opening social night and I think we will have that back again. I just have to plan that this week. So just keep an eye on your email, and if you've got the app, if you don't have the app, make sure you get the app and on your push notifications. Hopefully I'll have information on that social night. We've just got a fair bit going on, so whether it is just a standard Q&A special or a social night, I will let you know what is involved in that very, very soon. But it'll be late November, so just before cod opening, in preparation for the cod season ahead, which has come around way too quickly. It's come around so quick, I can't believe how quick this spring has gone. So heaps happening. And I'll have more information soon. Anyway, that's it from me. Let's check out the weather. Southern New South Wales first. Look, here's this change. It says windy and rainy today, 19 degrees. Then we had a morning of 2. That should not happen at this time of year. that will be a frost in some parts of the world. 2, 4, very cool. And then we're warming back up to a very warm night. Warm days, 22s, 28s, but 4 overnight. Big fluctuation. And then you got some, we've got some storms rolling through Friday evening, Saturday morning. So something just to consider. But the water, it will be warming. Even though it's stormy, warm overnight, warm days. So all weekend looks good. Just pick your sessions. You got wind and you got rain. Rain won't hurt you. But Saturday's definitely the peak, but you do have a lot of wind. Or possibly Sunday morning before the storm comes through. If you're in Shepparton, you see same temp, same morning temp, and basically the same weather. Conditions look pretty good for down that way. So in Victoria, Central Vic, things look pretty good. Obviously, cooler change tomorrow morning. Eildon, same deal, 2 degrees tomorrow morning. Way too cold, top of 15, top of 10 today with rain. Not what we really want to see. Warming up a little bit, but still not the temps we want. It wasn't that long ago and that was getting mid-20s. And then we're back to these temperatures. So not amazing. For the weekend, your rain doesn't look too bad, but you are going to get wet if you go camping at Eildon. Not very good conditions for the yellows. Obviously, cod won't mind at all. Bathurst, further north, 0. There's your 0 and your 2, which we should not be getting. Zeros and twos is what is upsetting those yellows. Like when we got the zeros in September after some warming trends, it would upset them. And it's still going to upset them now in November. So not ideal. You still have good afternoon bite windows, but the morning temps are going to be very cool for those fish. So just something to consider if you're doing a session there. It still is fishing very well. People are catching some good fish there. So it's definitely worth a trip. If you're planning a trip on the weekend, you are going to have rain on the Saturday, just something to consider, and overnight, and a windy, sorry, rain on Friday evening, Saturday morning, windy Saturday afternoon, and windy Sunday as well. But they're not too bad. They're not too bad of conditions. Obviously, if you're local, it's well worth a trip. But traveling, just consider that you could find the bite to be slower. We will have some information. Obviously, you've got our reports for Windermere. And if you have a question for our team for any lakes, including Windermere, just make sure you put it in the group if you're doing a trip. Dubbo, obviously not affected as much by the cool snap. 4 degrees overnight, but that really won't matter too much with your high temperatures and it'll warm straight back up. So Burrandong, definitely worth an option. It's somewhere that'll be fishing quite consistently and good. Tamworth, further north, definitely don't have that cold snap. So this cooler weather is only for central, southern New South and Vic. Otherwise, the temperature's looking really nice for Tamworth. The same temperatures they had in September, to be honest. 25s to 29s, looking good. Inverell, if we go further north, obviously a little bit more consistent around that region, which is your Copeton region. You're looking like a lot of rain for Friday and into the weekend. It's going to be wet. So fair bit of rain coming if you're planning to go to Copeton for the weekend, but the Copeton yellows are far more happier than our southern yellows at the minute. So they will still likely feed through those conditions, but could be hit and miss if you are planning a trip. Just something to consider. During the week looks better. Glenlyon getting a stack of rain as well. So the weekend there not looking good. Temperatures are fine. There's no issue with temps. This week looks phenomenal up till Friday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, very, very wet. Mondrian as well, fishing phenomenally well. The weather this week all looks immaculate. You got your 20K winds every day, up to closer to 30, which is good. That will push fish into certain areas, make for good bites during the evening with the wind. And it's not until Sunday that the rain hits and it's a lot of rain, but it's hot, super warm overnight with the rain. So the rain, you can fish through the rain. It's not going to affect them at all. Saturday, Sunday look good. Monday, wet. Sunday, Monday, wet. But all week looks great. The rain doesn't really kick in until mostly Sunday. Looking at the pressure now, let's have a look and see. We'll put our pressure in. The pressure's been very up and down. Last week there was no good pressure at all, really, if you watched last week's predictions. So we're gonna roll this through. Right now we have a bit of a low pressure system sitting there, which is what's gonna cause a little bit of drizzle today, depending on where you are, with a high coming across. It looks like a nice big high, and that may be the high that holds on up until the weekend, when the rain is forecast. So 1,015 through central New South, a little bit lower up north, 1,012 northern New South, and then we're rising now. We're after dark Tuesday and we're at 1,020 through most places. The pressure sort of pushes up Tuesday evening, stabilizes overnight. It's very slow moving at this stage. And we've got 1,019, 1,020, 1,018 across all of New South and Vic. 2016 down at Eildon. This is sunrise Wednesday the 12th, 7 a.m. and it settles on. And that will settle and just hold on top of us for probably all of Wednesday. This is hence the cold snap tomorrow morning, the big high pressure, clear day. By Wednesday afternoon, it weakens. You can see there, Wednesday midnight, it's weakened and Victoria is back to 1,012 pressure. New South Wales down 1,015 and it drops through Thursday morning and Thursday afternoon down to 1,008, 1,006, 1,004, 5 down at Eildon, 1,010 up in northern New South. Not ideal. So basically, you got a good pressure tomorrow. Wednesday's a great day, good pressure, and it crashes in the afternoon, which is also handy. But then it continues to crash into a low on the Thursday, but that crash is not great because it's already crashed from the high down at 1,010 and it's slowly getting worse. So Thursday, definitely not ideal, but the weather is fine. There's no much wind in it. It's a nice sunny day. So the weather is still good. So for a point of yellows, if you need that warmth, if you need that sun, they're still probably going to be reasonably happy. Just remember it is a lower pressure. If you do find the bite to be slower, that could be why. Low pressure hangs on for Friday, and here's the heart of the low pushing through Friday, and this is where that rain is going to come from, I imagine. A low pressure of 999,001 through Friday midnight into Saturday morning and Saturday, and it rolls through. So it's 1,000. It's a low of 1,000 for this Friday, Saturday. This is not going to help at all, especially when water temperatures are not great. They're fluctuating a lot. The weather's been super unstable, then the fish are not going to be happy. So this Saturday, not the best with the low pressure coming through. But it is what it is, and the fish will still feed, I guess. Especially outside of this, but they might be a bit sluggish. A little bit more than what they would on a nice high pressure with good warming temperatures. So Sunday the 16th, 1,000, windy, super windy Sunday. Miserable. 999,003. It's still hanging on, super windy for Monday, still rain, it's still low, 1,005, all day Monday, back to 1,009. We're slowly climbing through Tuesday, still low, still 1,007, 1,009. This is now Wednesday the 19th, wind's going to back off a bit, pressure's really not rising, still quite crappy. Starting to rise here Thursday, 10 p.m. Friday morning, 7 a.m. All of Victoria now has a nice big high of 1,018, 1,020. So Thursday the 20th to Friday the 21st. Remember, this is a long range outlook, so it might not come together, but at this stage, it looks like we're going to have a rising pressure through till that following weekend of Saturday the 22nd. So big high pressure push through. Just hanging on here. Muni at southerlies and easterlies because it's not high enough. It's down below Tasmania. Tassie's going to be in good nick. Yeah, so still, even then, it's not the best high pressure. You want it to push straight across so you avoid the easterly, southerly winds. So it's a high pressure system, which is good to see. You're not going to have any rain for the weekend. Well, East Coast might get rain with that easterly. Maybe not. And yeah, still not the most amazing pressure. Anyway, pressure is probably not something to worry about too. And big crash from Monday the 24th. Tuesday the 25th could be raining that. Pressure is probably not something you want to worry too much about at the minute because it's really not that good. It's up and down, up and down. Fish still have to feed, so they will still feed when they need to. But yeah, the next couple of days look pretty good. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday it starts to crash, and weekend it's very, very miserable pressure, and there's the rain that comes with it. So if we push forward back here to the rain, you can see there, that's now today, Victoria, copping the rain. Southern New South, snow, you shouldn't be getting snow in November. That's the big high for tomorrow, for Wednesday, which looks awesome. And Thursday, half a day. And where's this rain coming? Here it is. Southern Queensland, Northern New South Wales on the Friday. Copping a heap of rain up there. Saturday rolls through down south and a little bit up in northern New South. There it is. Northern New South Wales, stack of rain on its way. Southern Queensland, northern New South, Saturday, Sunday. So kind of getting showers everywhere, a little bit Victoria, a little bit up north. And then Monday, we're looking pretty good. Wednesday, pretty good. Stack up north there again. Heaps on Monday. the 24th. So the long range forecast is showing a stack. See, this is the problem. The East Coast is going to cop it. Possibly a week out from cold opening. We're going to get a heap of rain, but I don't think it's going to get west of the Great Divide. Canberra copped it once and it could cop it again. But here's the problem with having this high down here. It's moved across to New Zealand by then. So back here it was below Tassie. Oh no, there it is. Yeah, here it is here. It's below Tassie. Shifts across to New Zealand. And it brings all these easterly onshore breezes. Which bring all this warm air and warm moisture. So it's going to be very wet the weekend before cod opening, to the point where the coast is going to cop some heavy rain depending on where that wind pushes to. Anyway, fair bit of rain on the forecast, fair bit of up and down conditions, and yeah, not stable at all. Looking at the moon, full moon just left us, you know, just under a week ago. Third quarter, the 12th of November is tomorrow. So third quarter, we're starting to get darker, half moon, on our way to the new moon tomorrow. Not really much to talk about there. You got the new moon for the 20th. Again, the moon's something I much more consider when we're chasing a cod more than anything. But those who are chasing cod, I love fishing around the new moon. So that's a good window there. But your weather comes first. You've got pretty miserable wet weather in a lot of places. But planning a trip for that following weekend of the new moon could be a good option. But remember to follow your daily moon bites because they are more important. Anyway, that is it for the weekly update. If you have any questions, as always, please leave them in the comments below. Shoot them through on the members wall. Remember, this is an audio version. If you're watching the video but you want to listen to this while you're driving, you can do that. So listen to it in the podcast version. The link is below the video where you're watching this. Or if you're listening to it, you can watch it as a video. Again, the link is below the audio. So that is it. I will have some information on our Q&A/social night for cod opening this year, which will be late November. And then we'll be into cod opening and yeah, we'll be back chasing cod. It goes very, very quickly. Anyway, that is it from me and I will talk to you next week. Cheers.